Here's another feature from NPR's Life in Berlin files. Bread and butter is back in Berlin. After 4 years in Barcelona, the world's leading trade show for street and urban wear returned to the German capital. 600 labels, brands and designers occupied the closed-down Tempelhof Airport to present cutting-edge fashion from all over the world. Carlos Singh from the English brand Ben Sherman is a long-time bread and butter exhibitor.
Berlin definitely has a creative edge to it in terms of the way it looks and it feels. And I think that bread and butter should be in Berlin, really. It's where it started and it's where it all began.
New is the historical location of Tempelhof Airport. Visitors picked up their bread and butter tote bags at the luggage carousel, admired a raisin bomber on the airfield, and mingled at the different hangars to check out the latest urban wear. Tens of thousands of fashion professionals conducted business at Berlin's landmark. American Ty McBride, a newcomer to bread and butter, says,
"You know, Berlin is developing a reputation for new music, new bands, new fashion. A lot of young people have moved here because it's cheap. I think that's the buzz in America. We're seeing more development come from Germany in general."
Many of the spring-summer collections for 2010 are environmentally friendly, like recycled plastic shoes from Brazil, designed by Vivian Westwood, or the first biodegradable plastic belts out of Italy. Mike Clam, on the other hand, dressed straight out of the 50s, flew in from Southern California to promote the classic American workwear, Dickies.
"I'm a guy, you know, I do very little shopping. I know what I want, you know, I want a pair of Dickies. It's a timeless brand, you know."
Bread and butter is on its way to become a classic too. Tempelhof Airport will be home to the fair for the next 10 years. For NPR Berlin, I'm Monika Müller-Kroll.